Bloomberg.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Going to school. Yep, that's what happens. We got a lot of folks in universities and colleges, and that adds up to a lot in student loans, as we mentioned earlier. $1.5 trillion in student debt, according to the Fed. That's more than auto loans and credit cards. Go figure. Our next guest says the issue with student debt, not the cost, but the outcomes. Let's bring in Vince Passione, founder and CEO at LendKey. It's a lending platform, online marketplace that puts together borrowers and local credit unions and community banks. He's in our New York studio. Welcome to Bloomberg.
Thank you, Carol.
Tell us a little bit more about what you guys are doing exactly, because you've been around for about a decade.
That's right. So we saw a great opportunity to increase the amount of lending capacity in the market by driving more lenders into the marketplace. And we thought the outcome would be creating more flexible and more affordable private student loans. So we built a very unique piece of technology that basically enabled any community bank, any credit union, these are local lenders,
right,
to get to offer an education loan or an education finance loan using our platform.
What's the rates typically on something like that?
So typically the average rate is about 5.5%. They go as low as 2.5%. And they are really serving sort of that, you know, middle market, right?
Mm-hmm. And we're right smack in the middle of the sort of prime lending season, right? As the most recent graduating class gets ready to go off to school. Any trends you're seeing now that we're in the heat of it?
Well, look, this is game time, Jason, right? This is game on, because you've got to get funded, and you've got to get funded before you show up to school in September. So typically what will happen is parents will start, they probably filled out their FAFSA form, which is that free application for federal aid, mm-hmm, in January. They've gotten their award letters in April, and now they're going through the process of understanding the expected family contribution, which is how much they'll have to come out of pocket in order to fund the rest of it.
So how much the universities think, Jason, you and I will eventually have to pay for our kids. Here's what we think you can afford.
Yeah, well, today it's about $46,000 for 1 year of private school. And obviously, you've got younger kids. You have to start planning for that now. And as we always advise parents, is you have to approach this where it is about an outcome, not an experience, when you're paying that kind of money.
So what do you mean by that?
Well, look, back, you know, 10 years ago, it might have been a lot cheaper. But when you look at someone who's in high school, especially my daughter, I was taking her around looking at schools, and the person who's running orientation at that particular school said, how many folks in the audience know what they want to major in? And about 50% of the people raised their hand. She said, that's great, because 50% of the people typically don't know. And I'm the parent in the back of the room raising my hand going, and what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
How is she going to find out?
Right.
Because paying $46,000 a year and using that as the experience for her to figure it out is pretty expensive, especially if she picks the wrong major. And if we were financing it, it would be really rough.
Yeah. And what's the breaking point for the system, do you think? I mean, you know this world intimately now. Like, what is it going to take to really upend this and have a broader reconsideration of cost?
So let's step back for a minute, Jason, right? So if you take a look and say that for the last 30 years, college tuition costs have increased by about 300%. And the last—
outpacing everything else that's out there. It's ridiculous.
Sure. Now, in the last few years, what's happened, thanks to the press, thanks to the government, I think families have become much more discerning, understanding the cost, and that just because a school is expensive doesn't mean it's the best school to go to for your child, right? Now, the typical breaking point I like to use as a rule of thumb is you need to think about what career you're going to get with that major, and make certain that you don't borrow more than your first year's annual salary. So a number, right? The average annual salary for a new graduate is about $50,000. So if you're going to turn around and get a bachelor's degree in economics and you're going to take out $50,000 in loans, you know, that's about right. You can probably make that work. But when you start getting into, you know, $70,000, $100,000 for that bachelor's degree, it's getting pretty expensive for you to pay it back.
One of the things that jumped out as I was reading some of your material ahead of time was this idea that the higher the loan, often the more likely it is to be paid back. Why is that? That feels counterintuitive to me. Why is that?
So because typically someone is borrowing more. Typically someone is borrowing more is going for an advanced degree, and someone in an advanced degree typically will demand a higher salary upon graduation. If you peel back the student loan debt number, right, and you look at the number of folks that are defaulting on federal loans, about 70% of those folks went to a community college or went to a for-profit school. Right. And they're having a lot of difficulty paying back their loans, but their debt is under $10,000 a person. So,
OK, interesting.
And this is where you get into the issue of the issue. Yes, it's cost, But the major reason why, and the thing to be concerned about with that number, is the number of people who can't pay it back.
What do you do? Just got 30 seconds, because I've done a lot of stuff on student loans and the difficulty that people had in paying it back, or working with an organization, especially the private loans, to pay it back, where they could get very aggressive. What are you guys doing to work with people who might run into some trouble? Just got about 20 seconds.
Absolutely. So I always encourage people, call your lender, right, when you have difficulty, because they have all kinds of options like forbearance, where you can stop paying the loan for a period of time if you lost your job, you had a health issue. But don't avoid speaking to your lender. That is a huge mistake. Let them know what's going on. There's always some kind of option to help you through it and try to avoid defaulting on that loan.
And you guys do that?
Absolutely.
All right. Interesting stuff. Vince, thank you so much. Vince Passione, founder and chief executive officer at LendKey, in our Bloomberg 1130 studio.